You know, I will say probably one of the toughest was when I was a senior pastor and, you know, dealing with someone who was actually a retired minister. And they publicly criticized my preaching. Made accusations such as I was a one-man show, wouldn't listen to his advice, that kind of thing. We had, you know, we tried to speak about it. It did have to go to the elders. In the meeting, it was determined that, you know, perhaps, you know, on both sides, there was probably not the best way of handling it at times, mm-hmm. you know. So basically, I apologized for anything I had said or did that offended him, okay? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he rejected it. Perceived it, you know, he said, well, it's not genuine. I'm like, okay.
How do you argue with that? You're like, yes, it is.
And then it's interesting, you know, in the midst of all this, suddenly he was asked to go do interim pastoral work at a church that took him out of the situation. Mm. So I look at it as, you know, this is God intervening in that moment. You know, had he stayed, I think there would have been more that the elders would have had to have done to try and reconcile the situation. Mm-hmm. To conclude, you know, I did use the situation from, you know, Mark's 18 verses 15 through 17, trying to deal one-on-one, then went to the church leadership, mm-hmm. but it was determined that it could not be settled just between the two of us. And as I said, you know, God, I believe God actually intervened before it had to go any further. And I'm glad it didn't have to go further than that, you know? Mm-hmm. A lot of prayer was done during this time. You know, a lot of consulting with many counselors, you know, advisors, pastors, friends that I know. You know, Proverbs 15:22 talks about this. You know, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. So it is that personal situation that I could say was probably the toughest. And God ultimately stepped in before things had to get messy, which really nobody wanted. Mm-hmm. Nobody mm-hmm. wanted that. So, yeah, I mean, like, for people who are going out into the ministry, you know, thinking that, you know, it's going to be always a wonderful thing, you know, there are going to be times where you're going to be challenged, okay? It's how you handle those challenges that matters.
Very true.
That's what I got to say about that.